Straight down the middle.
This is Backspin Golf with Matthew Lawrence. Your 8:03 tee time every Sunday morning right here on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Be a part of the show by tweeting Matthew at ML on WLXG. Ask questions or comments on what you'd like Matthew to talk about on the show. Today's show is sponsored by French Lick Resort, Lexington Parks and Recreation, Play Golf Lexington, and by Edwin Watts Golf. Let's join your host, Matthew Lawrence, for Backspin Golf.
Good morning. Good morning. Springtime. Hello, spring. Yesterday, Kearney Hill. How blessed, and I mean that word, are we to have these five public courses we have here. Thanks to my buddy Justin Mullinex. He does such a great job. They all do. Lakeside, Picadome, all of them. Meadowbrook. They're fantastic. And they're public, which not many communities have these kind of courses. Just awesome. We have a great show today, as we do every week, he said humbly. Of course, the match play finals today, yada, 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 yada. It's fun. And it's really interesting to see that golf course in Austin is kind of an iconic one, and it's really cool. But we'll see what happens today. To me, all it means is we're closer to the Masters. Now only a couple of weeks away, and I can't wait. Today on the show, of course, Perry French, as he does every week. We'll start off with him. And then Jeff Babineau, one of the senior writers for Golf Week magazine, who is in Austin covering the WGC Dell Technologies Championship match play, will join us. I had a chance to talk to him on Friday while he was down there covering the event. We'll talk to him. And then Chris Reddle, who is the director of junior programs for Golf House Kentucky and does an incredible job for our kids with junior golf here in Kentucky. All of that today coming up right here from the Square Country Club. Backspin Golf on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Backspin Golf with Matthew Lawrence is sponsored by French Lick Resort. Visit them online at FrenchLick.com.
Perry French.
Morning.
Morning. Morning.
I gotcha.
How you doing?
Doing well, thank you.
All right.
Let's play some golf.
Let's play some golf. We're going to start, everybody listening. We're going to start. I want to talk to you a little about some technology in a minute. But since all of us, now we got faked out. In February, I think I played twice in February, and one day it was 55, one day it was 70. It was nice. What was that little move?
That's the bull.
The cape?
The cape with the bull, because you got faked out, because everybody was thinking, oh, we're going to start playing golf. No.
Okay, but there will come a time pretty soon.
Well, this is the tricky part about getting back into golf, especially for those of us who take a layoff and don't do a lot of golfing things.
Right. You know,
whether it's watching more football and basketball and
sleeping,
a little more
resting.
Couch potato stuff.
Yeah.
But hopefully people have done some things through the winter months that keep themselves active and doing some fitness things or just at least walking, you know, that kind of stuff. It doesn't have to be as huge regimentation. But we all know that still at any age that your ability to stay flexible, create some things, do some things, whether it's stretching and some band work, just to engage
planks,
those muscles.
Planks.
You know, there's lots of things.
Yeah.
But when it's time to reach into the golf bag. And
as Perry says, as he takes his grip, he assumes his grip.
Yeah, reach into the golf bag and start waggling that golf club. There's some things that you need to be
aware of, to
help get you into the season.
Right.
I think the first thing that a lot of people don't do enough of is they don't just swing the golf club and go out in the backyard and just swing a golf club. Just make some swings. Just drive.
I read a thing. Hank Haney, who's a pretty good teacher, said he thinks the most important thing any golfer can do is take 100 swings a day.
That's the most important thing.
Again, before we went on air, and I'll say this, as you know, I said, but as we were talking, I said, you have time to get your feet underneath you.
Yes.
And you have to learn how to swing the golf club again, and that means the dynamic motion of getting through from start to finish with balance and getting your feet underneath you. Most people put the golf ball down right away without making those 100 swings or having done any just practice swing to get themselves in the mode of that motion of shifting and swinging
right.
and balance.
Kind of to wake your muscles up
right,
to
just
that.
Find the ground.
That's the one. I am going to type that in bold letters and put it on my office wall.
Find the
ground.
Yeah, it's tough to do because that big ball starts getting in the way, you know, and you hit 2 or 3 inches behind the ball or you missed the top of the actual golf ball.
Yeah.
So finding the proper contact point. What is the where is that club going to bottom out for us? And a lot of players struggle with that because for some reason that golf ball, while it's sitting there perfectly still, seems to be moving.
Yeah.
And knowing that it's your balance. It really is. It's your dynamic balance. Doing some things through in the wintertime or even right now as you're just getting out is standing on one leg. Standing on one leg for as long as you can.
This is another thing I just saw because I'm constantly watching videos.
Yeah.
And
I
just saw that as a way to warm up before a round.
Absolutely.
Is stand next to the cart and lift one of your legs up and balance and then do it the other way. I just saw it.
Yeah, it's not easy to do, especially when you haven't been doing it.
Right.
It's hard enough to do once you kind of get in the mode of, hey, I'm going to try to find that balance point.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's part of the reason a lot of people's golf games change from week to week, what they've been doing that week, and if they've been doing maintenance to kind of keep themselves
right.
active and balanced and doing activities. That's where today's golfers are missing someone. They just grab the clubs and go to the golf course and start hitting golf balls.
Right.
I'd like for people to start doing some prep things that make golf sense, to which your practice becomes a more effective practice.
Mm-hmm.
So we always want to take some time to work on the, you know, start with putting. Simple as that. Just get yourself, it's pretty easy to find the ground with the putter.
Most of the time.
Okay. If you're having a hard time hitting putt squares, then stay there until you can hit the putt squares.
Right.
You know, it's putting is super important to playing better golf, scoring better,
right.
and
having
it's
more
really
fun.
It's I want to say it's the easiest because there's a lot of dynamics to putting, but it's the easiest way for you to get back into playing golf.
Right,
buying a putting rug and having it in your house and putting during these winter months, just practicing at stroke and understanding how to move the club at a like a metronome back
mm-hmm.
and with an even pace. Players struggle with keeping tempo when they're pitching and chipping when we start moving from putting to pitching and chipping.
Right.
That's the next part of that. The reason being that these best players in the world hit a lot of wedge shots to warm up is not just because they want to practice distance control with their wedges. It's to create tempo and balance when it comes time to pulling the 6-iron out and the
right.
4-iron and the hybrid and the driver. And that's this prep. And that's the way I want to talk people into getting themselves warmed up. Doesn't take, don't do it for 30 minutes, but the first 10 or 15 swings, you know, get yourself loosened up and get some tempo and some sense of what the golf club is doing in your
And I will remind people, because we've been doing this together a long time now,
mm-hmm.
and you've given me a lot of great tips and keys, and one that I always remember and always will, when you get to the range,
mm-hmm.
especially at the beginning when we're just getting back, use a tee.
Yes.
Tee your ball up when you're hitting a wedge.
Yeah.
Just a little bit.
Just that little bit to start giving that sense of contact again, finding the ground. You know, typically with those short irons, we want ball first, turf second. So the
right.
contact point is clean and crisp, and you will be able to recognize your swings, either your effectiveness or ineffectiveness, when they golf ball is hit and you see a divot appear in front of your tee.
Right.
That's a good way to my swing is coming together. I've
mm-hmm.
got good transfer of balance, and of course you can reference the shot, but by the same token you're definitely looking at that as a way to gauge your swing without having an instructor there, without having
right.
you know video on your swing. This is a way to do it. Then after you've hit a handful of shots and got some good solid contacts going, then you can put the ball on the ground and try it again and start reinforcing those things.
Right.
Same thing when you go to a 7-iron. Certainly when you go to a 5 and 4-iron or a hybrid. Tee it up low, just off the ground, but it's enough to give you that building of your swing motion and confidence.
Right.
And then you go to the driver. Don't go to the range and grab three clubs and make twist your shoulders a few times and twist your hips and then reach in and grab the bag and put it on the tee with the driver, please. I just cringe every time.
I would rip my back muscles if I tried to do that now.
I hope there's a little bit more patience in your warm-up to get to that point.
Get there a little early.
Get there a little earlier. Pre-round stuff is probably the biggest thing. You know, people say, I hit balls before I get there. Well, if you rush to the golf course and you rush to hit your ball as in practice, your tempo is going to be messed up.
Right.
So you're better off hitting 15 good quality timed shots. I always talk to you about, if I had the stopwatch on you, and what is your start to finish for your golf swing routine, okay? Golf clubs in the hand, you've already selected the club, and now you've started behind the ball two or three steps, and then the clock goes on.
Right.
And we just keep the timer going, the stopwatch, use your phone. You got your stopwatch on your phone. Everybody should have that. And when the impact occurs, click it, you know, or have a friend click it. Okay, 26 seconds from the point of focusing in, alignment, the procedure, what is your routine? And find that and do it within that same time frame each time on the practice tee.
Right.
Practice the routine that you're going to make on the first tee. One of the things I tell a lot of people I work with in teaching, or certainly I did with my son a lot, was play the golf course on the practice while you're practicing.
Right.
Play the first hole. Swing a driver. Then if you hit a good drive, you know it's going to be a 7-iron. Hit a 7-iron. Play. That gives you time to prepare in between shots.
That is a great idea.
Just to grab and go. That's a good practice session. Where you're not going to play golf and you got an hour and you want to make 60 or 70 shots. Think about how many full swings you take in a regular round of golf. If
85, I don't take that many.
I know. If you shoot 85, though, typically you have, let's say you have 30 putts, 55 left over there. Let's say you have 10 chips, so you're at 45. So you have about 45 full swings. We know you have 14 or 15 tee shots, depending on the golf course you're playing. So try to get
into work through the round.
Work through the round. And if you play that, just like football players practice plays on the practice field before they go to the actual game, the same thing on the golf course. If you practice and say, I know there's water on the right side of this hole, and you hit that tee shot and you don't slice it into the water, you hit a good one down the left center of the fairway, you've practiced alignment, visualization, and you're getting. So when you get to that tee box, your eyes don't go, oh, there's
this
that water again.
This is a great concept.
And people need to prep yourself. So when you get to the tee, we're always guilty of playing a little bit ahead of ourselves. Just made three pars in a row. You know, you're thinking about, you know, shooting your lowest round, and we've all done this.
Why are you looking at me?
I'm looking at you because I'm talking to you. And so the whole point being is, how do you stay in the moment? And, you know, another one of those quotes, stay in the moment, play the one shot at a time.
Find the ground.
And so this way you've rehearsed the shot that you now face with, whether it's at the fourth hole or the 15th hole. And certainly as you get towards the end of a round where the eminence of posting a score, your best round, you know, finishing off that 9 holes or 18 holes, that's when it starts gaining its value. Then if you practice those shots, then you've done just that. You've rehearsed it. And you get to the shot and you focus in on the routine and let that process come through, and you'll probably find yourself a lot more success.
Right. You know, as an actor, I know the value of rehearsal.
There you go. That's a perfect point.
Yes, I do. All right, real quickly, before we wrap this up, which I always hate, anything new from Cleveland Golf? Strixon, the new ball.
Yeah, there's some great new things that are happening across all the manufacturers. Spring Hopes, the eternal new product stories, tweaking of products, improving. It's amazing. It isn't rocket science, but it's dang near close to it, you know. The new golf ball that we've introduced, the Q-Star Tour, is a tremendous product that is designed for players. About 55% of the golfing public who fall between 80 and 90 miles an hour of club head speed.
Me.
It's a 75 compression golf ball that's a urethane cover, which that means it's the highest, softest material, durable, but softest material that's out there in cover materials. And it's on all your tour golf balls. And that's why we've called this the Q-Star Tour. But the compression being 75, it falls into that category where it's too low a compression for the high speed players of tour players.
But it's perfect for me.
But it's because it delivers high launch and low spin off the tee ball or full swing shots, which we all need to get that ball in the air. And then around the greens and into the greens, it's performing like a tour golf ball with chipping and pitching and feels soft, which a lot of players buy the high-end performance golf balls for that very reason. But they're giving up
distance.
They're giving up distance off the tee and off their irons because they just don't have enough compression. We've tested this ball. It actually enhances the distance carry that a moderate cliphead speed player has. Let's see. We've just made the golf ball fly further for you. We have it spin more on your approach shots and feel like a tour ball when you're chipping and putting. That's a pretty nice golf ball.
Yeah.
$30 a dozen, retail $29.99. It's a tremendous product. That's our number one lead for the spring golf balls. The wedges are the new RTX series from Cavity Back. We're going to deliver a lot of performance for players who are working on their short game and trying to manage those shots from inside of 125 yards.
Right.
And like we talked, 65% of all shots on the golf course come from inside of 125 yards. Take inventory of your game. Look at where your shots come from every time you play around.
Mm-hmm.
Not by score, but by shot and shot distance.
Right.
If you'll see your numbers trend in that 55 to 65%.
And then you work on that and you'll get better.
What did our number one player in the world work on over the last
wedges.
15
only
months?
Wedges.
Improving his distance control.
Right.
And knowing those numbers, and he has moved his way to the number one position mainly because of that.
Yes, as I will do this year.
There you go.
Thank
you. Your handicap.
Thank you, Perry French.
You're welcome.
Backspin Golf with Matthew Lawrence is sponsored by French Lick Resort. Visit them online at FrenchLick.com.
Well, once again here on Backspin Golf, I get to talk to one of my favorite people. Don't tell him that, but the great writer, Jeff Babineau, joins us from Golf Week. Hi, cowboy. How are you?
Howdy.
For those of you listening, Jeff is in Austin for the Dell Match Play. Is it okay to just say Dell, or do I have to say Dell Interactive or whatever the heck?
Yeah, you can get rid of the technology. It could be the WGC Dell. That works.
Oh, okay. That's good. He's in Austin for that, and he had never been to Austin, and he started tweeting about being called cowboy and all kinds of stuff, which was very funny to me for some reason, Jeff. I don't know. I have no idea why, but it was very funny.
Well, I love Texas. I just don't get here enough, actually, but... Yeah, I'm thinking I've only been to Colonial when Annika played. That was really exciting.
Yeah.
And I haven't done a whole lot of golf in Texas, so it's kind of fun to be here in Austin. Match play's fun. It's different. You know, we get that steady diet of 72-hole stroke play every week. So I think different stuff is kind of gets the players' attention out here.
All right. Let's talk about this. First of all, let's start off. Have you been there all week? I don't remember what day you get there. You were there the first day, though, right? On Wednesday?
You're right. I got out of here on Tuesday, so I was out here for the practice round, and then the start of the match is Wednesday.
Right. Okay. So for those of you listening who don't know, Jason Day walked off the course, I think, after the sixth hole, and everybody immediately thought something was wrong with his back. He's been injured. It turned out to be something very different. I'm assuming you were in that press conference.
I was. It was really strange. I mean, we were chasing Jordan Spieth, who had just played awful.
Yeah.
And we were just trying to get some comments from him. We were out in the parking lot and saw Jason Day walk by, and I'm looking at a couple other writers going, isn't he on like the fifth or sixth or seventh hole? And, you know, and that's what you think. Geez, what now? What is it, his back? What's going on? Then he gathered us in the press area, and, it was a blockbuster. It was really sad. You know, his mom's undergoing surgery today up in Columbus, Ohio. He just couldn't keep his mind on golf. He's going to be there with his mom. And it was, you know, it was kind of a relief to know it wasn't an injury with him, but it was something that hopefully will turn for the better here today up in Columbus with his mom. She has lung cancer. Back home in Australia, she'd been given a year to live, but Jason flew her here. You know, he lives in Ohio. And
mm-hmm.
Had some second opinions and et cetera, and I think some doctors are optimistic here. They can do something and remove this mass, and her cancer could be manageable. So, you know, it was just one of those strange moments out here when you're covering a sports event and life kind of intervenes.
Right, and it turns into something else. It was pretty amazing to watch, I know that. All right, now, before we get to a couple of the specifics, the match play, I love match play. All of us that love golf love match play. A lot of people are taking issue with the format, the format of this match play setup, because it's round robin for three rounds and then 16 guys. It starts with 64, just like the NCAA tournament, and then on the weekend it's 16 survivors play match play. But it has turned into, like today, we're speaking on Friday here, there are guys that can't get to the weekend that are going to be playing meaningless matches today. A lot of people kind of are taking exception with that. What are your feelings about it?
Well, you know, I mean, I'm a fan of true match play. I mean, true match play, you tee up, we got 18 holes, you and me, and there's going to be one winner, and I'm going home.
Right.
That's true match play. But then you understand, I mean, it's a big event here in Austin. You got a kid like Jordan Spieth, who's a University of Texas kid. He'd have been gone on Wednesday. If you had tickets for Thursday or the weekend, you're out of luck. And so I understand that. So we went with a round robin. I think they've tweaked it a little bit so that it's better than it was. You did before, I think, have more meaningless matches. But today, say, you know, Phil, they got rid of the head-to-head. So Phil Mickelson absolutely drilled Daniel Berger head-to-head. Okay, if Berger wins today and Phil were to lose, though Phil's three up early, they'd play off. Doesn't matter that Phil drummed him yesterday. You know, they would play off for that spot to get to the weekend. So they've kind of kept guys from having so many meaningless matches. You know, I mean, every week on the tour, there's guys playing on Friday that know they're not going to make the cut because they've played on Thursday. So you have that. But, you know, so you have 22 guys here that start without a chance today to advance, but you have 40 guys who do, so it keeps it pretty exciting, I think, for the third day of the round robin.
All right, well, you just explained it brilliantly, because there's too many numbers for me.
Yeah, it's a lot to know. I know, I hear you.
all right, Phil, as we speak today, Phil playing really well. Is Dustin Johnson going to win like half the events on tour this year? I mean, how do you beat him?
Yeah, it's hard. You hope you get, he has an off day. I mean, that's the one thing with match play, you can. I mean, if this were a medal event, the way he's playing, he'd be awfully tough to catch because he's probably going to turn it on for 4 days. But in this format, you know, one hot player, I mean, Soren Yeltsin, he had come to this event. He's the 62nd seed. He'd never won a match play. Or never won a match in this event before. He's like 0-4-1. He birdies his last four holes and takes down Rory McIlroy. Rory, who played fantastic, and loses the match. And once Gary Woodland, you know, he withdrew for personal reasons yesterday. When he withdrew, Rory was pretty much done.
Yeah.
So that's kind of what happens in match plays. But that means one of these guys can go out in an 18-hole match and get Dustin Johnson. So that makes it exciting. He's going to play very, very well to win this thing.
Now, you're going out. You're stuck in traffic.
Yeah.
That Austin traffic is horrible. But you're going out today. What's it like? I know there can be a lot of wind. Of course, that's what Texas golf is famous for. We always heard about Ben Crenshaw and Tom Kite and all these guys that learned to play in the wind because they grew up in Texas, and Spieth. Is it, what are the conditions going to be like today?
Well, yesterday it was gusting to 35.
Yeah, hello.
So it was crazy, and these greens got kind of glassy in the afternoon. You saw Phil Mickelson hit a little pitch shot. I mean, he's one of the best wedge players in the world. Hit a little pitch shot that hit too firm and ran off into the water on the 12th hole. So it got a little crazy, but it's, you know, it is match play. You could have a stroke play event here. Guys in the morning might have it calm, and guys in the afternoon playing 30-mile-an-hour winds, and now the whole event's a little tilted competitively. But here, it's one-on-one. Both guys have the same conditions, and like it's raining right now. Phil says he relishes the new hard stuff, so we'll see how that works out. But it's raining pretty good right now. I'm like a mile from the course. It's supposed to clear up in the afternoon. We're supposed to get a great weekend. So I think big picture, these guys will be probably happy this course gets a little soft, at least on the greens, because it was really firming up out there and making for some interesting stuff.
Yeah. All right. Before I let you go, The other guy I want to talk to you about, you wrote a terrific column, as all your columns are, about Bubba Watson, who I guess seemingly he's like a new guy now. Is that right? Is that
he's
fair to characterize?
To
he's trying to be.
Yeah. You know, Bubba's, you know, he's getting near 40 now. We think a young Bubba, but he's a little socially awkward, introverted, you know, and he's out here on this big stage as an introverted guy. That's not the easiest thing. But he's really trying to be a, you know, a better guy. You know, he's a dad, so that factors into it. And he's, you know, he's talking at length with his caddy, Teddy Scott, who's been with him 11 years yesterday. And he says, you know, people are saying, you know, geez, Bubba's a lot more fun to be around, you know. So the golf for him has become kind of secondary. He's not getting all tied up on results, and he hasn't played very well. His last top 10 was the Tour Championship in September.
Yep.
So he hasn't played to his standards, and that hasn't bothered him a whole lot. He's still trying to enjoy it out there. He's playing great this week. I mean, he made a little adjustment with his with the ball position and his stance, and he's really found something. So I walked with him yesterday. He was amazing. Scott Piercy played really well, and Bubba just absolutely drummed him. So he'd be interesting. You know, Bubba getting on his game, Phil getting on his game.
Right,
you know,
before Augusta.
Before the Masters.
Yeah.
That's a good thing.
That's the other thing I wanted to ask you about, though. How do you, so you're out there and you're obviously, Golf Week is a big deal in the world of golf, and you're covering this. How, do you, you followed Bubba and Piercy, do you kind of move around and try to get as many different groups as you can, or do you stick with, if Bubba and Piercy are having a great match, you'll stick with them, or do you go in the media tent and watch all the coverage and eat? I mean, what you know? How do you do it?
If you see me, you know I eat sometimes. But I like, you know, I like to see the golf. I like to see the, I mean, when it's blowing 35, I don't want to watch it on TV. I was out there. I mean, Bubba hit some amazing shots. He likes to curve every shot,
right?
So to watch it, you know, in person, in the wind, watching him shape shots into fairways, into greens, and watching the just getting out there to get a feel of the intensity of some of these matches. You know, you want to get out there and feel it. So I'll try and go with a match in the morning, and if it's interesting, I'll stay with it. You know, I watched Rory get beat on Wednesday and then peeled back and watched Spieth lose his match. So you can kind of bounce around out here. There's some cool little loops you can walk and see different groups and players. And so I'll focus on a match in the morning, and then I'll try and loop around and find something interesting in the afternoon. So you don't lack for storylines out here. It's kind of cool. You can kind of roam around and find some neat stuff out there going on. So,
yep.
You know, personally, I like to see the golf.
Well, you're my idol, and you know that. Be careful in the rain and the traffic. And, again, I can't thank you enough for taking a few minutes to talk to us. You're the best, man.
Well, I appreciate it. I enjoyed talking to you.
All right. We'll talk soon. All right.
Backspin Golf with Matthew Lawrence is sponsored by Lexington Parks and Recreation. Book your tee time at one of their five public courses at lexingtonky.gov. Play golf, Lexington.
Here on Backspin Golf, which I've been fortunate enough to do for the last four, I think it's 4 years now, we have guests from all over, pretty much actually all over the world, right, Sean? Ireland we've spoken to, the Netherlands we've spoken to, Canada. But some of the best things going on in golf are happening right here, and especially with our kids. And Chris Reddle is with the Kentucky PGA Junior Tour and a bunch of other things here in Central Kentucky. First, I'll say good morning. Hi, Chris. How are you?
Good morning, Matthew. Great to be with you today. I appreciate
well,
you having me on.
Well, let me just say this, okay? When I have all kinds of different people on the show, and I always ask them what they want to talk about, obviously, and they'll send me a little kind of maybe a couple of questions or a couple things. I got an email from you. There is too much to talk about. We could do 2 hours of a show, and we still wouldn't get to everything that you guys do. I mean, it's amazing, really amazing.
Well, I appreciate that, and good news is I've got 2 hours for you, so we'll be happy to pick up.
Okay. I'll have to, Sean, let's check our programming, see if we can do this. really, let's start with How long have you been with the Kentucky PGA Junior Tour and all the stuff you do?
I'm entering my third season with the Kentucky PGA Junior Tour. I was lucky enough to spend 14 years on the club side, so I worked as an assistant golf professional at various different places before mm-hmm. I moved on to take over the Junior Tour. So it's been a great 3 years, tremendous growth over those last 3 years, and the players that play on our tour are used to getting those long emails that I forwarded to you. I
yeah.
have a lot of information to share. So they've gotten quite a few of those over the last 2 years. But we've got some really good things coming up this season.
Well, can you explain to the listeners, for I have a 13-year-old and a 10-year-old who are both, I take them out and play. I'm going to get both of them a lot more involved this summer, which I'm really looking forward to. But can you tell the people listening a little bit about the Junior Tour and just a couple of the things that you have going on?
Well, sure. You know, I think the biggest thing for junior golfers is it's not just our Junior Tour. Our Junior Tour is kind of that next level that they get to.
Mm-hmm.
The wonderful thing that's been going on in golf for the last several years is the growth of PGA Junior League golf and drive, chip, and putt.
Yeah.
We're getting ready to see at the Masters kids from throughout the nation that go to compete and drive, chip, and putt, which is completely free to play for all players. And then the PGA Junior League is team golf for kids. And those two areas have been tremendous for our growth of the Junior Tour. The Junior Tour itself, if they're 18 or under, if they're class of 2017 or younger, they have an opportunity to play tournament golf. We are a statewide tour, so we go to all parts of the state of Kentucky. We've got 18-hole divisions that are at high school yardages. We've got 18-hole divisions that match up with the middle school state championship that we do in October. And we've got 9-hole divisions and even 6-hole divisions. And in our 9-hole and 6-hole divisions, those players are allowed to have caddies out there with them, whether it's a parent or a friend, someone to help them with their round of golf while they're out there. The 6-hole divisions start as young as 8 and under for the boys, 9 and under for the girls. Most of our 9-hole divisions are 12 and under, but we do have one for the 13 to 18-year-olds that maybe haven't played much tournament golf yet
right.
and need to get that starting experience. So we try to cover all age groups with our events, and we try to go to all cities in Kentucky, which has been awesome.
Now, I'm just really amazed at all this. It's so fantastic. You mentioned we're going to have two juniors from Kentucky at Augusta. Right,
that's
and
correct.
Drive,
yeah,
chip,
Hayden
and putt.
Adams from Lexington and Luke Coyle from Campbellsville. Both of them advanced to Augusta, so we'll see them on TV in a short week.
That won't be anything they'll look back on and say, "Boy, that was great!" Holy cow!
It's the second year in a row that we've had two Kentuckians that have advanced to the finals, and you know, one of the cool stories last year was Jackson Miller mm-hmm. that made it to the championship, and his dad had said, "I want to take you to Augusta someday." And the fun part is Terry got taken to Augusta by his son.
Yeah, that there's nothing better than that.
No, and I'm in tears when I'm hearing that story
yeah.
and hearing, hearing the guys talk about it on TV. So,
yep. You also, I see in this voluminous email that I got, you're starting an adult version of it called Launch, Pitch, and Roll.
Yeah, it's really exciting. Kim Schaefer, our director of player development, is working on launch, pitch, and roll. So now that we've seen the kids playing drive, chip, and putt, and I've talked about it the last 3 years being involved in it. I'm like, oh, when do I get to do this?
Mm-hmm.
Now it's going to exist. Clubs throughout the state of Kentucky are going to be doing launch, pitch, and roll qualifiers, and then there'll be a state championship in August, the day before our kids do a sub-regional for drive, chip, and putt. So what a wonderful experience. If you're looking for that, you'll be able to check out our website, kygolf.org, and there is a lesson hub on there, and information about all of our programs will go out through that lesson hub.
Yeah, and we'll before I let you go in a few minutes, we'll say that again, because and I'll keep talking about it on Backspin, because that there's so much information that really the only way you can get all of it is to go to the website and see. Talk to me for a minute about this Valhalla deal you got going
yep.
on.
We've had tremendous support from Valhalla, and as a PGA member, they've given me an opportunity to take three junior golfers out to play Valhalla. The good news is they get to play Valhalla. The
mm-hmm.
bad news is they have to play with me. But we actually have two opportunities for kids to qualify for that this year. First of all, anyone that registers as a member for our tour and for every three events they register for prior to May the 22nd, they get a chance in a drawing to be one of the players in that foursome.
Wow.
So someone's going to be lucky and get the chance to play. Two other players are going to join us in that foursome, and it's going to be our lowest boys score and our lowest girls score at our tour championship that takes place at Keene Trace Golf Club, the Keene Run Course, in late July. So then we also are guaranteed that there's going to be two players in the foursome that are going to beat me, because these are tremendously talented juniors that win our tour championship. So I don't get to play quite as much with 84 tournaments on my tournament schedule this year. I keep myself pretty busy, and my clubs stay in my car too often.
Yeah, now wait a minute. Before you go, hold it. Did you just say 84 tournaments?
Yeah, and I think I talked to you last year, and we had 70, and you were amazed by that.
Yeah, well,
but, you know, I've got that great spokes dog, Tuck PGA, out there with me on social media, so I have to keep him busy and going to different cities.
Well, the whole Valhalla experience will be unbelievable, and, of course, Keene, so my guy Brad Hicks is over there, and they're fantastic over at Keene Trace.
Oh, yeah, it's wonderful. And like I said, this is the third year in a row I get the opportunity to do this, and there's nothing better than making that phone call to the person that won the chance to play Valhalla. And I remember one of the kids last year was actually one of our nine-hole division kids, and he was so nervous and excited. He actually got sick on the golf course because he was so nervous. But then he wasn't going to quit, of course. You're not going to stop playing all 18 holes at Valhalla.
No.
And he was playing from a forward set of tees, and on hole number 13, the island green, he's like, should I try to drive the green? I'm like, absolutely. Hits this 220-yard drive, lands on the green 15 feet from the hole, three-putted for par. But he'll never forget about that experience of hitting the green on the par 4.
Oh, yeah.
13th at Valhalla.
That is unbelievable, really. 220 yards, that's, for me, that's driver pitching, which. Anyway, and hopefully – for all of us, it's going to start, the weather will start cooperating around here a little more. I played two weekends in a row, like in January. It was 58 or something, and haven't played for a while now. But hopefully things will start to turn and we can all get out there.
We've got our own version on tour of a warm-up. We're doing a match play this weekend, which, you know, you can have a bad hole in match play and still win a match. We're doing some Stableford modified point system events over the next couple of weeks. So, again, you can have a bad hole, but you can still score some points with some birdies and pars on the other hole. So we're trying to get back into the swing of things on the junior tour as well. We've had an amazingly warm winter overall. So there have been some chances to play golf. We just hope it sticks around as we start our tour season this weekend.
Yeah, and, of course, I love match play because I'm at a point in my life now where I'll be – one under for six holes and then go triple, triple, double. So,
sounds like my game.
Yeah, but you're a PGA pro, dude. Don't, I know you don't play that much, but don't be so humble.
Yeah, that's the bottom line of PGA pro. It you know, you don't get to play as much golf as maybe when you fell in love with the game of golf. So
yeah.
But hey, absolutely, we're in the business for the love of the game, and I'm so lucky that I get to deal with these junior golfers on the tour. They help keep me young.
Mm-hmm.
I probably feel 20 years younger than I should because of the opportunity to watch these kids play.
Well, as a father of two kids that have played before and are going to continue to play, thank you for all of us parents for what you do. It is, we all love the game of golf, and for the right reasons. It's great to play, but they also learn about life and things that'll help them down the road. And you're one of the very, very best at that, Chris. I really mean that.
Well, thank you. I appreciate those compliments. I certainly appreciate you sharing information about our tour. Like I said, there are all kinds of opportunities to get involved in golf. And the wonderful part about it, whether it's an amateur golfer or somebody that wants to be a professional or somebody that wants to be a junior tour player, they can all go to our website, kygolf.org. It's just recently been redesigned. It works really well on the cell phones just as easily as it does on your desktop. So
yep,
it's a wonderful place to go to learn information about golf in Kentucky.
Well, we'll keep talking about it, and I'm going to get you back on the show soon, and we'll keep people updated about everything that's going on all during the season.
Anytime. I'd be happy to join
you. All right. Thanks, Chris. Have a great day. I know I say it pretty much every week, but how cool. I must be pretty good, Sean, the people I get on this show, because they really are terrific. Anyway, thanks, of course, to our buddy Perry French, Cleveland Golf Strixon, as always, who I couldn't do this show without. Well, I could, but it wouldn't be nearly as good or as much fun. And a special shout-out to Jeff Babineau, and to Chris Reddle. Jeff, of course, as I said, the senior writer at Golf Week. When you look at his bio on Twitter, he's covered 90-plus majors. Pretty amazing. He's a terrific guy down there in Austin, and I'm very grateful because he is really busy. He was caught in traffic. He had to pull off the road to sit and talk to us for a few minutes. Now he's probably stuck in that traffic again. And Chris Reddle, the director of junior programs at Golf House Kentucky with Kentucky Junior Golf. We are, as I said on Twitter, we're blessed to have somebody like Chris Reddle working with our kids in the game of golf. So we've had a great time. Thanks to French Lick Resort, of course. It's getting close to going up there. Thanks to Edwin Watts Golf. Go over there. They have some great stuff going on. And Lexington Parks and Rec for allowing me to play at Kearney Hill and the other four great courses we have. And we'll see all of you next week at 8:03, that first tee time at the Square Country Club. Backspin Golf on ESPN Sports Radio, 1300. Have a great Sunday.
Backspin Golf with Matthew Lawrence is sponsored by Edwin Watts Golf.